Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for tuning in to Multifamily Matters, the only broadcast radio show in the nation that's solely dedicated to multifamily industry operations. I'm your host, Paul Marks, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio, and we have a great show with two special guests who are extremely knowledgeable and right in the middle of today's topic. And today we're discussing something that is important and timely to the multifamily industry. Our topic is why multifamily operators fail with accounting and accountability. I have joining me by phone a longtime multifamily industry veteran, Keith Long, Vice President of W.H. Long Companies, and also a great supplier partner to the multifamily industry, Mohammed Hussein, the CEO of Balanced Asset Solutions. Welcome, gentlemen.
Hi, Paul.
Hey, Paul. Pleasure to be here.
I want to start out on this. This topic is kind of intriguing to me because accounting and is really a vital part of operating any multifamily asset. And obviously accountability is something that you want to have throughout your operation. So, Mohammed, I'll start with you. Tell me a little bit about technology and how this impacts the residents as well as the operator.
Of course, Paul. You know, up until, you know, the past 15 years, we now live in what's called kind of the now economy, right? We all walk around with these smartphones and have a level of expectation in how we communicate, whether it's both interpersonally or professionally, and how we share information. And that evolution and adoption of technology is also, you know, coming to the real estate market, albeit it's somewhat of a laggard in a lot of that adoption. But, you know, we see examples of the now economy and services like Amazon and how things get delivered, you know, within 48 hours. We're very intimately connected with technology. And so in that regard, with renters today, you know, folks that are looking to lease a particular apartment expect to be able to find units available online, being able to apply online, interact and engage with the leasing staff. And once they become a tenant, and troubleshooting items that are either on their tenant ledgers or being able to make online payments and being able to do all of that with technology. So I'd love to kind of turn it over to Keith. You know, I know you've been in the industry for a few decades now, and you know, technology was much different 20 plus years ago than it is today. But I guess what are your kind of thoughts and kind of exciting news team in the industry?
Sure. Now? Sure, you're making me feel old, but no, I understand the point there. I think Mo is right with the communication aspect of technology that has been a big thing recently. I might add that I personally think the first big jump in technology for us was when we went to what we call dynamic pricing, which mm-hmm. really is because of technology that we're even able to do something like that. And this was, you know, something it's been almost 15 years ago when we really got into this. You know, we used to call it like airline pricing. You know how you would call an airline and say, I want to fly from here to here. Well, you know, if you commit to it right now, it'll cost you this. And then you call back an hour later, well, you know, it's actually gone up in price. And you're like, what? You know, what happened? And, you know, all of a sudden that technology that probably the airlines have had for 30 years at this point, you know, it finally came to the multifamily sector so that we now are able to, you know, say to someone, hey, you know, here's the price of the apartment. Not only can we give you a 12-month lease, we could offer you a 14-month lease. We can offer you a 16-month lease because technology is now that it's wrapped into the management software so that, you know, it can say, you know, I remember the first salesperson that told us this, that, you know, it looked backwards and says, here's the history of that unit, what you rented it for, here's what you, here's right now what's happening, and here's what's happening in the future with people moving out. And all of a sudden, you know, it just was able to give you very minute kind of analytics as to what you could offer, pricing and things like that. So I think that's another aspect of the technology that even today in 2022, I'm amazed in my small market that there are not a lot of us that are offering even now that type of thing. But I think renters really appreciate that because it gives, it's not even the illusion. I mean, it gives them the opportunity to decide more themselves what they really want to pay in rent. It's not just me saying your apartment's going to cost this much. Okay, if you don't like it, now I can say if you don't like that price, it could be 10% less, but you have to commit to another month or two, you know, on the rent, or you could go the other way, that type of thing. So I personally, I think that was one of the biggest breakthroughs with technology and in multifamily, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and you're right, Keith, because that whole pricing and revenue management piece came from the travel and hospitality industry.
Right.
It seems like multifamily has always been slow to adopt things and waiting for someone else to prove
it
works.
Well, it's expensive too. I mean, I think it's expensive too. I mean, for a while it was, you know, they had to have, I don't want to say refrigerator sized computers, but I mean, I think they had, you know, there was some hardcore computing going on that, you know, those of us even, you know, in the multifamily, I don't think anybody could really justify the cost that it would involve with doing something like that at the time. But I think it's just, you know, things have equaled out and now we're able to have access to technology like that. So I would actually push back a little bit on that. I'm not sure it's that we're slow to adapt to it. It's just that I think sometimes it's, you know, the cost versus advantage. That's not right. But, you know, something like that, if that makes sense.
Yeah. And let me ask you this question to both of you. You can start, Keith, but and we've got about 4 minutes left in the segment.
Sure, sure.
But you know, as far as the speed of adopting technology, what kind of technologies were adopted, and did you see a much quicker adoption period because of the pandemic?
I would say, I think the communication at part of it was. Became much more vital in the pandemic because, you know, for a lot of us, you know, people were stuck in their apartments. And so, you know, they had to communicate with us. They didn't necessarily want to come outside. We didn't have our offices open necessarily, you know, for people, especially in those first couple of months when nobody knew what was going on, you know, and just, you know, the fear aspect of it. So I think the communication abilities of being able to text the office through the software or, you know, setting up maintenance tickets without having to actually, you know, have somebody come in, you know, take a picture of what the issue was. And then, you know, we could decide, is it worth, I mean, you know, I can remember a month or so where we were not even sure we should go into anybody's apartment, you know, which was really stressful because, you know, if they've got water spraying out of their, you know, out of their sink, I mean, we better get in there. But, you know, what about, you know, contagion and all that kind of thing. And so, yeah, I would say the communication part was probably the biggest thing that we noticed as being a real benefit to us.
All right. We've got about 2 minutes left. Mo, what did you see across your client base as far as adoption of technologies?
Yeah, just to kind of expand on Keith's point, definitely communication and not just particularly to tenants, but to vendors, owners. And I would say the other big disruptor that we saw was in the revenue management for tenants to be able to make, you know, online payments.
You know,
today, only about 60% of all property managers actually offer the ability for a tenant to be able to pay online via ACH debit and credit card. A lot of these other property managers that are not offering this online bill pay type of a service are still have tenants that actually either come into the office and drop off a check or mail in a check. And so, you know, during the pandemic, folks didn't want to come out. You know, banks were also very difficult to find time to deposit and had long lines waiting in the car to make these deposits. And so, you know, the folks and the companies that had the infrastructure and kind of technology in place to facilitate these online transactions and not have to go through this challenging period of being able to figure out how they're going to actually, you know, acquire revenue from the tenants during this period of time of stay at home.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that definitely is I think something that I've heard echoed from a lot of different operators across the country since the pandemic started. Well, I think we're going to go ahead and stop here for this segment, and we're going to be right back after this short break. You're listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Looking for a solution to balance your assets? Tired of wasted time managing your day-to-day bookkeeping, buggy software implementations, inaccurate financials? Or maybe you're worried about a pending audit. Would you like more time to focus on revenue-generating activities versus accounting administrative activities? Here at Balanced Asset Solutions, we are a CPA firm that specializes in property management platforms, including Yardi and Appfolio. You can reach Balanced Asset Solutions now at 619-415-6826. Go visit our website at www.balancedassetsolutions.com. Don't delay. Call Balanced Asset Solutions today.
SMART is a national multifamily research and analytics company providing market, property, and floor plan level data to track performance, evaluate competitive strategies, and identify potential investment opportunities. Their innovative web-based software and mobile application contains extensive searchable inventory of granular historical data, floor plan by floor plan rents, concessions, and availabilities for enhanced analysis and forecasting. For more information or to sign up for a free trial, go to smartapartmentdata.com.
Well, we're back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And today we're discussing something that is important and timely to the multifamily industry. Our topic is why multifamily operators fail with accounting and accountability. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, Keith Long, Vice President of W.H. Long Companies, and a fantastic supplier partner to the multifamily industry, Muhammad Hussein, the CEO of Balanced Asset Solutions. I do want to remind our listeners, if you would like to provide show topics, guest ideas, suggestions, or just listen to any archived episode of Multifamily Matters, please go to our website at multifamilyradio.com. So, we talked in the first segment about technology's impact on the resident as well as the multifamily operator. Let's kind of hone in on how the operator has challenges with accounting technology, and I guess how has property management and accounting software changed over the last two decades? And I'll throw that out to you, Keith.
Oh yeah. So I think Mo's heard the story before, so I'll tell this quickly. So when I came back, 1996 or so, are we allowed to mention specific names of
sure.
products, or should we keep it? Okay.
No, sure.
So when I came back, I'm part of a family business. We had a home building division, a real estate division, and a multifamily division. So we had a lot going on. We used a accounting software that was called Great Plains, mm-hmm. which I believe even at that time was owned by Microsoft. And it was a big time 900 pound gorilla accounting software that, you know, big companies seemed to use as if they weren't using proprietary. Great Plains was an option that it seemed like a lot of people were using. And at the time, that was really, that was about it. I mean, there really wasn't very much else out there. It seemed like, you know, from the research that people that had been in our family business before me, that it seemed like that was the one, and it was super expensive even at the time. So we used this program, and, you know, we got to know it and all this, and we got to the point where we said, you know, we need a full-time controller on site. We need to hire somebody that's doing all of our stuff. That's all they do, because we had people that were leasing and doing accounting and all this. And so we hired a full-time controller, and this person came in and he said, you know, guys, we might, and he was a former IRS agent, which so he's very knowledgeable and just interesting kind of guy. But he said, we might want to think about going to QuickBooks. And we said, QuickBooks? We're like, isn't that the thing you, from Staples? Like, you know, the, all the ads, the cast of Friends do there? Is that AOL? I don't know. You know, but it was that level of software. And he said, yeah. He said, it'll do pretty much what we need to do. And we were kind of shocked. And we said, okay, fine. So we went and used QuickBooks. And, you know, it really did do 85-90% of what we needed to do. So that to me was amazing. That, you know, that again, it's kind of like what I said in the first segment about pricing and, you know, technology getting to the point where it could, you know, you could use off the counter type of software for accounting. So, and I guess I'll leave it with that. I've got more insight on the management software side of it, but maybe we'll get to that later. But yeah, for the accounting side, to us, that was the big change, that, you know, you could go from this giant program down to something like, you know, what we had. And now, again, I guess kind of make a plug for we use Yardi systems and, you know, the accounting and everything is all baked into one software. So we've gone from the Staples model with the QuickBooks into, you know, a management software that actually incorporates the accounting into it as well, which is great. It's much more seamless, I guess.
And Mo, let me ask you this question. With your clients that you have across the country, what are you seeing as some of the challenges that they have when they're trying to integrate these accounting systems?
Yeah, great question, Paul. And just to feed off of what Keith had mentioned, so, you know, back in the late 90s, as Keith was alluding to, you know, the only software that was available for the property manager in the real estate world was all very, very accounting. Like even Great Plains, QuickBooks is more of a general accounting system, but we have like some Sage products also that were available in the 90s.
Yeah.
These were all very much accounting systems. They did not have a lot of the operational aspects of asset and property management incorporated within the software. And so in the past 15 years, we've seen, you know, greater adoption in technology, millennials that are now our renters, millennials that are now also our maintenance staff. And these folks have a greater affinity to technology adoption. And with that, it's kind of pushed the software industry now to build these all-inclusive solutions that both incorporate the accounting as well as the actual management operations. When I say management operations, we're referring to leasing management, communication with tenants, maintenance request management, facilities management. And now we have these all-inclusive software packages that incorporate both the operation side, leasing side, as well as the accounting side. And traditionally, the accounting side has always been somewhat siloed from the operation side of the business. And with these new pieces of technology, it's forcing a different level and type of collaboration internally within organizations, and kind of changing and molding the culture and how they actually work together. And so, and this is something that, you know, some of these longstanding management and asset management companies that maybe have traditionally not fully adopted technology are kind of struggling with, because it requires this kind of cultural change. So, and I think this is what Keith was kind of alluding to, and definitely would love to hear kind of your experiences and how, you know, these changes in software have kind of pushed you and your staff to kind of collaborate differently.
Paul, you want me to take it from there?
Yeah, go ahead. We've got about 4.5 minutes left in this segment.
Okay, sure. So, yes, Mo's right. It's not just the accounting side, and you know, I'm 51 years old. I don't consider myself a millennial, but I do. I mean, honestly, I remember coming back and you know, just having, I guess, maybe a more fresh set of eyes, and it just seemed, Mo's right. I mean, you know, I was using Amazon and all this other stuff. And it's like, why can't we have these kind of functionality in what we're doing in our business and things? And, you know, in terms of communication and, you know, clicking on things to, you know, rent online and all this kind of stuff. And it is amazing how even now in 2022 that even in my market, people still don't have a lot of these softwares and stuff. And I really think it's a detriment to them, because it's just, you know, they come to us and they're like, wow, this is so much easier, you know, because I can go online. I can see what apartments you have available right now. And, you know, I can communicate with your staff through my phone or, you know, via texting and all this kind of thing. And it has changed a lot. And it's getting better. It's getting much more streamlined. And again, I'll make the plug. Yardi, I think wisely in the last couple of years has even, you know, come down with newer software that is even more. I think this is the first web-based management software that we've ever had, which is incredible to me that it took this long for a company to have. And Moog, tell me if I'm wrong with that, but is that a fair statement to say that the Yardi software and stuff that we're using is actually all web-based at this point? Is that right?
Yeah, everything is web-based at this point. Correct. Yes.
Yeah. Right. But go ahead. Sorry.
I was going to say before especially with some of these larger software companies like Yardi, the focus was the much, much larger companies, the programs that they were using to kind of digitize those, and then move downstream to the smaller and mid-sized companies. But yes, you are accurate in that assessment.
Right, and that's the thing. We consider ourselves we're not a mom and pop, but we're a mid-sized type company, and really we've never had software the technology that's been geared toward us as much as what I've felt like in the last even just 5 years or 3 to 5 years even or something like that. And, you know, it's a welcome development for sure.
And we've got about 2 minutes left. What do you feel is the obstacle or the hurdle for more companies, more operators not adopting these types of technologies? Is it intimidation? Is it that they just don't like change? Or is it cost? What is it?
You know, I think sometimes people get so kind of complacent. They're like, hey, this is the way it's always been. I'm making the money that I think I should be making, and I'm okay with that. As opposed to, you know, guys, you know, you could be squeezing more out of this and not having to work as hard or work the same amount that you are and be way more efficient with what you're doing. And I just sometimes think there's just a complacency that, you know, that honestly, sometimes people just don't want to take the time to do all that research and things, or they're too small that they don't feel like they have time to do that kind of thing, that they're so busy, you know, collecting rents or chasing people down or something. I thankfully we don't have to do that very much, but it just seems like, I think people are overwhelmed with what they're doing in their business sometimes, that they don't feel like they have time to do it, or that it's just in their mind, they think it's just so expensive that it's not worth paying what it would cost to do something like that. And, you know, we had that challenge a couple of times. I mean, there were times where we made decisions on software 10 years ago. We're like, this is really expensive stuff, but it's like, you know, but if we actually implement this and really focus on it, we're going to be not just in getting more rent necessarily, but, you know, be more efficient with staff's time and stuff like that, that we, you know, we'll be able to get done more in a shorter amount of time or more efficient, and it's worth the cost. And I just think sometimes people just can't grasp that or take the time to look at that.
Okay. Well, we're going to leave it here for this segment. We're going to be back right after these messages. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Control by Net provides communities with video surveillance solutions accessible 24/7 from any web browser or mobile device. Our remote guarding reduces crime in garages and mailrooms. Many top owners and managers already utilize our services and love the single sign-on feature to see all properties. As NAA and NMHC members, Control by Net only serves multifamily. Our cloud and managed video solution is consistently voted easiest to use. We meet any compliance requirements. Visit us at www.controlbynet.com or email us for a free site survey at crproperty@controlbynet.com.
Well, we are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we're discussing something that is especially important and timely to the multifamily industry: why multifamily operators fail with accounting and accountability. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, Keith Long, Vice President of WH Long Companies. We also have a wonderful supplier partner to the multifamily industry, Mohammed Hussein, the CEO of Balanced Asset Solutions. I do want to take a moment and thank our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. EconServe, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S. Rev, the leasing management company. Rev is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Control by Net, providing multifamily video surveillance and remote guarding, solving your security issues. Allegion, a leading provider of mobile-enabled products and solutions for efficient access control within multifamily properties. Balanced Asset Solutions. Don't delay. Call Balanced Asset Solutions today. Smart Apartment Data, the most comprehensive and up-to-date intelligence on the multifamily industry. And CTS, Complete Technology Solutions, making managed IT an easy business decision for multifamily. So, gentlemen, when we were talking in the last segment about some of the challenges, the thought occurred to me about having access to real-time data. Is that a challenge? Keith?
Yes. Yes. And it has gotten much, much better in terms of operations-wise, just key stats. I don't do this on a daily basis, but you could if you were so inclined to say, as simple as, what occupancy am I today versus yesterday? You can really, without having to call staff and talk to everybody and everything else. There is a software today, at least from what we're using. There are dashboards and that I can just kind of glance at key metrics that I want to see on a daily basis and things like that. And that is a wonderful peace of mind to know that I can access that kind of thing on a regular basis now.
Yeah, and Mo, what are you seeing?
Right, and just to respond to Keith's statement. So this is the biggest benefit of having web-based software also, right? Is having kind of real-time data, financials, and analytics, being able to make business decisions very quickly by having the data that you need when you need it and how you need it. Modern accounting technology, in general, it really excels in kind of reducing human error, right? And this requires, automated processes through the software to kind of maintain these accurate financial records. This ultimately gives greater visibility and transparency and even guardrails that allow executives like Keith to be able to make real-time decisions. The software is there to help reduce the human error. We're all humans. It can still potentially happen, but in ensuring that, that the actual accounting is done correctly from the get-go and transactions and everything are entered in real time also allow for, greater streamlining when it comes to things like internal or external audits, when you need to submit your financials and whatnot for tax purposes. In a lot of scenarios, before clients are working with us, when they have a tax event or a financing event or an audit event, there's this whole process where we have to go through, the team needs to go through and flush out the financials and clean things up and whatnot. But, if we're able to get everything in correctly the first time and everything is being entered in real time, it negates the necessity to do this very arduous process, especially when going through an audit. So I'd love to bounce this idea off of Keith and see kind of what he's experienced since kind of working with us, and especially,
right.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
All right, Keith.
Right. No, absolutely. And I will say that it's the software is not a magic bullet necessarily. There is still, it's interesting. I feel like it is cut in half what we used to have to make decisions on things in the sense of, like Mo was talking about. We're getting real time on the input side. It is so much faster now. So, I have staff, we get a bill, they put it in the system. It's automatically coded. Mo's team, we have a team of four folks from BA, from Balanced Asset Solutions that we consider our kind of dream team. And there's a head person, and then, they've got a staff of three or four underneath. I'm assuming that's how that works. I don't know about seniority and things, but they work with us. And so on the input side, everything is so much faster. Now, having said that, I am not an accountant. So when I go and look at and when I go and look at financials and everything else, I always want to make sure that I'm talking to someone from Mo's team to make sure that to verify what I'm looking at to say, hey, guys, does this make sense? But it's real time. We're all looking at the same thing at that moment. So, you know, that's still kind of old school that, you know, even when we used to have a controller in-house, I mean, I would want, you know, I'd shuffle into his office and say, hey, you know, what are we looking at? This kind of thing. But sometimes, you know, the input side was taking, you know, it was a lag of 2 or 3 weeks sometimes, because by the time, you know, everybody or weekly, you know, everybody would turn in invoices once a week to us and then we'd, you know, go through it. And then it'd be another week until we could actually see, you know, what had happened on the input side and things like that. With the technology today, the input side of things has sped up immensely. So that for sure is, but people are still needed. You can't just use software. I can't tell you how nice it is to have operational accountants like from Mo's team that all they do is multifamily. And I mean, this is what they do every day. And I can even pose questions, say, hey, what are your other clients doing? You know, what kind of decisions are they making based on the situation that we have right now and things like that? And it's a wonderful peace of mind again to know that I've got folks that are working on this kind of stuff just for us, if that makes sense.
Yeah, we've got about 4 minutes left. And Mo, you know, Keith makes a good point. You know, having people that just work on multifamily when it comes to something, you know, as standard as accounting, that there's really nothing standard about multifamily accounting. It's a completely different animal as far as all the different things that could occur. I would imagine, like you mentioned, with different events, whether it's audits or financing or tax purposes and so forth, you know, when you're working with a company that's doing third-party management and what they have to present to their clients or investors in other situations, what do you see with that?
Yeah, great question. So, accounting is a fairly broad and kind of general area of expertise. Just like, you know, a doctor, there's different types of doctors that have different types of specializations. The same thing exists in the accounting world. Specifically when it comes to real estate, there's, you know, trust-based accounting. There's compliance that's necessary associated that's regulated by the Department of Real Estate. And these technologies, I guess Keith was alluding to, is just a tool, right? And so how you use that tool is going to dictate what the output and the value that you get out of that tool. So with modern property management and accounting software, it's all kind of molded together. It requires kind of expertise in not only the technology, how operators run their business and how to wrap the technology around their processes, and also having very good foundational understanding of trust-based accounting and how these systems actually incorporate or internalize and understand the input of the transactions and whatnot that you're entering into the system. And so, you know, a lot of times, you know, we're working with a client that may have been working with another CPA firm. They know accounting. However, you know, they may have been falling short on just their understanding of how the technology actually works and also their understanding of just the operations on the multifamily side. And so, we have that kind of unique advantage, and this has definitely kind of materialized and made an impact for our customers and how we were able to deliver services. And love to get kind of Keith's feedback. I know he's worked with some of the firms prior to us and kind of how that difference has impacted and how you've worked with consultants.
Yeah, and we've got about a minute and a half left.
Okay. Well, here's the analogy I always use with staff and other folks when, you know, if we're making – if they get – defensive sometimes about technology in terms of, like, you know, whether from pricing where a system says you ought to charge this much for a unit, or, you know, on the finance side that, you know, most people will say, hey, you know, we suggest this. You know, sometimes people will fall into the trap of, well, fine, you know, if that's what the software says to do, we'll just do it. And I always push back on that and say, look, it's a tool, okay? A hammer is a tool. You can kill somebody with a hammer, or you can build a house with a hammer. You know, you have to know how to use the hammer. And so that's what I feel like. It's just so much nicer now that, I mean, my decision-making is much more narrow and focused than what it used to have to be. Because on most side, you know, accounting issues, I now have someone that is a multifamily specific operational accounting person giving the advice on things. It's not a general accountant. So they know they have a much more narrow, they can narrow my decision-making down much more than what it used to be, if that makes sense. So it's like a dial, you know, a pie. If you imagine a pie shape, you know, something, it just narrows it down to like maybe half of what it used to be, so that my parameters for making decisions are much less than what they had to be. I still have to make the decision, but I have a lot less noise out there to have to worry about when making decisions on things.
Okay. Well, we are going to leave it here. We are going to be back with our final segment of this episode right after this short break. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
REV, the multifamily leasing company, is the industry's long-term affordable leasing management solution. After all, it's really not about cost. It's really all about revenues. Book REV's expert directors and leasing career professionals for your properties today. Let REV drive revenues and create significant incremental value for you. Reduce stress, stabilize and maximize leasing performance. Never expend resources to recruit or train for leasing again. Lease up, value add, conventional leasing. Let REV be your long-term leasing solution. Go to revlmc.com to find out more. That's revlmc.com. REV is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Hire REV today. In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
Well, we are back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we're discussing something that is important and timely to the multifamily industry. Our topic is why multifamily operators fail with accounting and accountability. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, Keith Long, Vice President of WH Long Companies. And we also have an outstanding supplier partner to the multifamily industry, Muhammad Hussein, the CEO of Balanced Asset Solutions. And there was one thing that I wanted to ask about and ask you, Keith, from the previous segment. We ran out of time, so I just want to jump back on it before we go to the next part of the topic, and that is talk a little bit about employee support and enablement.
Right. Our staff, you know, when technology gets introduced, they get nervous. They're like, is this going to cut me out of my job or that type of thing sometimes. And it actually, you know, going back to what we had talked about earlier in the show about pricing, right? Mm-hmm. Dynamic pricing. You know, there was real hesitation from staff saying, well, wait, the computer's going to tell me what I need to charge for this unit. I'm like, no. What it really does is it gives you the ability to offer more choices to potential tenants, and you're going to have a lot better chance of leasing that apartment. And once they adopted that mindset, they were like, we'll never go back to what we used to do. It's great because, you know, it gives on the pricing side, it gives the potential tenant options to make decisions on things themselves, or they, you know, or get that sense that, you know, they can decide what rent they want to pay sometimes, you know, in terms of, you know, as long as they hit parameters. You know, it's got to be a 14-month lease if you want to pay this much. But staff really enjoyed that. On the accounting side, they really felt empowered because they are now inputting these invoices themselves. They are seeing real-time what goes into running a property, and they feel like they have ownership of that property. When I make decisions on things, I'm able to you know, they have access to financials. We all look at financials together and stuff, and they all understand where we're coming from. It makes me feel better because then when I make a decision about something, I can really back it up and say, hey, look, you know, you saw that we had to pump up the corner of a building because it, you know, the ground was softening over here. Because we did that, we're not going to be able to buy that lawn furniture, you know, this month. Because, you know, that kind of thing. But they really get a much better sense of what's going on because they are hands-on looking at those invoices, talking to Moe's people all the time about, you know, decisions that are being made and things like that. And I think that's really helped our staff feel empowered and better about themselves.
All right. Well, we've got about 6.5 minutes before I want to transition us to something else. But I want to ask Moe, when someone's looking at technology as an investment, how should they look at technology?
Yeah, great question. And I want to allude to a question that you had posed to Keith earlier and why a lot of operators are very hesitant to adopt technology. And, you know, the one biggest hurdle and challenge, honestly, is change management. You know, Keith made a great point, and he's a great leader in that he communicates effectively with his team on why we are going to be adopting a new piece of technology. The example he gave about the dynamic pricing is great, and usually when staff is very anxious or hesitant to jump into a new piece of technology, it's because, you know, it's usually rooted on, you know, their past experiences of that change working at other organizations or even the same organization they're at. And so effectively communicating the benefits and the value and why this change is being made from leadership is important. And also change management, effective change management, and employee empowerment and education. You know, in Keith's instance, you know, in the scenario where somebody may have coded or entered something incorrectly, you know, our team will take the time to educate that individual on why the way they approached it was incorrect and why they should be doing it a different way. And that's an opportunity for them to not only grow, but also gives them further, you know, a feeling further empowerment and being able to make decisions. And so,
I agree. And his team does a great job. I mean, they're really easy to communicate with. And it feels like they're an extension of our team is how we really feel like. So it's great.
And talk a little bit about, Moe, about how this technology can help with employee morale, career growth, brand reputation, things like that. We've got about 3 minutes left.
Of course. And one last point that I wanted to touch upon on like how operators should view technology. A lot of folks that approach us that are looking to adopt or license or look at implementing a new software product and also looking to get, you know, kind of a scope on our services, you know, in a lot of scenarios, they're looking at it from the lens of seeing it as an actual cost to the business versus an actual investment. And I think it's very important that you approach it in a manner where you're looking at the total cost of ownership, not only the actual hard costs of what the licensing or the implementation cost would be, but the actual benefits and value that you would get from time savings that will compound over time. And usually the return is magnitudes larger than the actual cost of being able to get something like this implemented. Sorry, Paul. I briefly just blanked. I want to go back to your question.
Yeah.
Can you repeat that one more?
Well, yeah. Talk a little bit about how technology can help with employee morale, career growth, and brand reputation.
Right. So, owners and investors today want to have information as quickly and, you know, when they ask for it in a secure fashion from whoever their asset property manager is. Tenants want to be able to communicate, you know, and get, you know, their maintenance requests addressed and their leasing inquiries addressed as quickly as possible. And then employees internally want to be able to get support whenever they need help and something that they're facing a challenge with in order to be able to do their work. And technology allows to be able to glue all that communication together and allows for like a streamlined way and approach for everybody to kind of be on the same page at the same time. And this also goes back to, the challenges that come from, change management and having an inclusive culture where, people can feel that they can always get feedback when they need and get the help that they need when they need it.
And also, does technology help to make, obviously the financials and the reports that are able to be generated through this technology, what does it do for the confidence in those reports that people have?
Right.
Lenders as well as...
I'll let Keith chime in a second. But, in a lot of software is, again, a tool, right? So, whatever you put in is what you get out of it. And mm-hmm. So if the information that's being inputted is correct and accurate, in a lot of scenarios before clients start working with us, they can't just simply, for the most part, take the financials directly out of the system and just send it to the owners or the investors. In a lot of scenarios, they have to dump it into Excel, do some manipulations, and then send it over to the investor. And a lot of that is because, the information wasn't entered correctly to begin with. There's adjustments and other things that need to be made. And so having like a standard operating procedure and standardization on how things get inputted and how the software is being used will help kind of streamline and ensure that things are always accurate and the data that is there can always be trusted. And that's that's definitely a huge challenge that we see within a lot of organizations, and also might be, a contributing factor why a lot of folks are kind of hesitant with adopting some of these newer accounting technology solutions.
Well, can I jump in?
Yeah, okay.
So
go ahead.
Not only, even despite all that, there are still going to be things that jump out. There will be discrepancies.
Right.
Things do happen still. But if there are systems in place, you've got technology and all this, it's a lot, again, it's kind of what I said about the hammer before, it's a lot easier to hone in on that real discrepancy and get through the noise of the normal type of things and really focus on, wait a second, why did that one thing happen this month? And to have the confidence to know that everything should be the way it is. And so then when something does jump out, it really jumps out and really screams at you because you can see something happen there because you have the confidence that everything else is going right. I mean, back in the days of, well, I think everything's okay. Some of these things look kind of weird, but that might be because, we haven't done this yet or this and this and this. I don't have that I don't have that nearly as much as what we used to have and things like that. So I know that then, nothing's going to be perfect. But when things do jump out, they really jump out and they really get my attention. And again, it goes to efficiency. I can be much more efficient and focus on a problem that really is a problem as opposed to maybe just noise and things not, coming in at the right time and things like that, if that makes sense.
It does. And unfortunately, we have to end the discussion as far as the topic here, because I want to give you guys a chance to talk a little bit about your companies and how someone could reach you if they wanted to. And Keith, why don't we start with you? Take a minute and tell us a little bit about WH Long and what you're working on and how someone could reach you.
Sure. We are based in north central Indiana. We are between Indianapolis, if you know the state of Indiana, if you look at it on the map, Indianapolis is right smack in the middle and Chicago is up to north of us. And we are kind of the only thing, no offense to other communities, but I mean, we're a pretty significant spot between those two things. Just more background, I guess, Purdue University, Big Ten, go Boilers, they are based here, big part of what we do. We have a lot of manufacturing, Wabash Trucking, Alcoa. Well, what was Alcoa? Subaru. So we're a very vibrant, diversified community here. And I'm from the area, and we have just, we've decided over the years that this is our big focus, is just to focus on multifamily exclusively here in north central Indiana. And we've, the community has been great to us and to our employees and our families. And we just try to reciprocate and help where we can. I think the pandemic was a big kind of boost of confidence to us because, a lot of people were stuck in their homes and they couldn't do anything. They had to stay there. And we really had to, focus and help people and get them what they needed and try to take as much pressure as we could off of them because, you know, things were stressful enough as it is. We didn't want their home to be stressful and things like that. So it made us feel good. But, I mean, we enjoy what we do. And, you know, we just always continue to try to help people out as much as we can. And, it, you know, everybody benefits from that. In terms of what we're up to, we're always just we're always interested in new softwares and technologies. I get a kick out of that kind of thing. It's fun to make yourself more efficient, you know, as much as you can, I guess, and things like that. And Mo and his team have been a huge bright spot for us in the last couple of years. I mean, I like his team. I enjoy talking with those guys. They're fun to bounce ideas off of, and they've given us a lot of input on matters, you know, not just number of crunching and accounting. I mean, just general practices and things like that. It's been a great relationship.
Fantastic. Mo, tell us a little bit about the company and what you're working on, and how can someone reach you?
Definitely. So we are Balanced Asset Solutions. We are a premier technology and a CPA accounting firm solely dedicated and focused in the multifamily industry. The unique thing about our particular firm is, you know, we have, you know, over 90 years of collective operational and accounting experience, specifically in real estate, and really what we enable our clients to do. And, you know, in business, there's kind of three pillars. You have product, people, and process, right? And the product in this case is multifamily. We allow our owners and investors and clients to be able to focus on their portfolio, addressing their owners and their tenants, and we take over the entire technology and process enablement and change management associated with either implementing a new software, operationalizing around it, custom reporting, third-party auditing, and really just ensuring that things are kind of streamlined and that they're kind of maximizing the benefit of the subscriptions and the softwares they're using, and their operations being streamlined so they can kind of focus on just the their tenants, their owners, and increasing their portfolio growth.
And how can someone reach you if they want to?
You can reach me at Mo, M-O, at Balanced Asset Solutions. That's BALANCEDASSET Solutions, plural, SOLUTIONS.com, or my cell at 619-415-6826.
All right, fantastic. Well, I appreciate both of you guys being here. We'd love to have you back on again soon. We're going to be back next week with another great topic and power panel of industry experts. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.